Good afternoon. It is Thursday, June 16th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. Alan, there was a lot of red prices in the grains today.
Well, we're selling off again pretty good today. The main theme is that we've gotten a lot of the fund participation that we would expect to get. The funds, particularly in soybeans, are up against their risk limits in some cases. We got a little moderation in the weather forecast as far as the temperatures towards the end of June. That's kind of causing them to rethink that idea of the summer heat a little bit. We really won't know for pollination purposes till late July and beans in August. But bottom line is a little profit taking here, kind of a little loss of momentum. Weekly export sales were pretty good, but not outstanding. The trade had been looking for up to 1.5 million tons on corn. They got 1 million.
The hog market hasn't followed the cattle market throughout the past few weeks. What do you see on their charts?
Well, we've had a pretty good bull market going in the hogs. Got those summer contracts up over $88. I think August actually traded over $90. Market got just a little bit ahead of the cash. That's pretty normal. You've got the whole 30 days before July delivery. So the issue is that any day the cash market or the CME index looks like it's going to be down, then it's hard to justify that $5 or $6 basis discount in the board. So you tend to get a little profit taking in hogs in those situations.
Can you explain what the export sales report shows for pork?
The export sales report comes out at 7:30 Central Time every Thursday morning. Those are what they call weekly numbers. For hogs, they're only about 25% of the total export business. To get the full picture, you have to wait for the census reports, which are usually about 75 days after the fact. In other words, you won't get the May numbers until the middle of July. But the pork export sales are better than nothing, which is what we had until 2 years ago. But they're not complete picture. They're only the muscle cuts. And a lot of the hog business is, I won't say snouts and tails, but it's miscellaneous pieces parts, okay?
And China's been a big buyer of those parts so far this year.
Yeah, China's buying a lot of pork. This week was kind of disappointing because they didn't add any new sales. They bought a chunk last week. This report this morning, they didn't buy any. They did ship, I think it was 3,500 tons that they'd previously purchased. But, you know, the market's getting all excited about this increased Chinese demand. And it could continue for a few more months. They're basically ramping up production over there, which means they're retaining gilts that, you know, 6 months ago were in the slaughter mix. Now they're not. So that tightens up their slaughter hog production and creates an opening for imports.
That's all I've got for today. Thanks a lot, Alan.
You're welcome.
This has been Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.